is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm talking about the rising incidence of violence in our country, driven by our declining ability to engage, talk, and most importantly, listen to each other. From the alt-right to the far left and everywhere in between, political violence is currently at its highest sustained level since the 1970s, with a growing sentiment that if someone doesn't agree with you, they're not just wrong, they're bad, and deserving of everything from doxing to canceling to even death. As it's intended, these acts create far-reaching fear that silences as it dehumanizes, decimating our ability to find common ground. And this is worrisome because without a renewed commitment to peaceful engagement, from Facebook to the dining room table to town meetings and beyond to global conflicts, we're just escalating the discord. And the consequences threaten, well, everything. So I've been asking myself, what can I do to make things better? The first thing I thought of was to watch my thoughts, because they lead to words which can justify and inspire actions, both my own and others. So if I want peace, I must first become peaceful. It is, as the Dalai Lama says, world peace must develop from inner peace. The famous Zen Buddhist Thich Nhat Hanh said, peace is present right here and now, in ourselves. Everything we do and see can be filled with peace, joy, and serenity. We just have to choose it. So I am making a commitment to choose the peace that is always available. Not that this is easy. I struggle to be peaceful. Maybe you do too. Some of the things in this world frighten me, and I can feel my anger rise as if the threat were literally imminent, physically standing in front of me, creating thoughts of attack in my head and words of war on my lips. In these things, I'll need to remember the British philosopher and peace activist Bertrand Russell, who pointed out that battles don't decide who is right, only who's left standing. And Dr. Martin Luther King, who taught us that violence doesn't change minds, it only breeds more violence, when he said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." I know in my heart of hearts he is right, but how the hell am I supposed to love that which I condemn? And then it hit me. That's where the rubber meets the road. I have to stop condemning. It's the gateway through which all hate, all violence must first pass. Nothing destructive is ever unleashed without first being nurtured by this poison, which may be why we're told not to judge, by everyone from Jesus to the Sufi mystic Rumi, who said, "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there." That is an incredible offer. Imagine that person or that group you can't stand offering to meet with you in peace, to listen to what you feel and think without interruption or rebuttal, but with curiosity and an open mind. Wouldn't that be amazing? Now imagine giving that gift to them. After all, as the famous peacemaker and anti-apartheid activist Desmond Tutu taught us, if you want peace, don't talk to your friends. Talk to your enemies. Because violence doesn't determine who is right. It only identifies those who lack the courage and the confidence to engage in peaceful discourse. So I am embarking on a personal peace plan to be the change I want to see in the world. I've tried outrage, I've tried arguments, I've tried judgment and condemnation, and I've come to notice that it hasn't made the world, my community, or my relationships any better. I'd rather be a shining light of peace, like Jesus, manifesting a world like John Lennon imagined, where all the people live in peace. And so today, I am pledging to try a different way, by giving peace a chance. And if you found that those other ways aren't working for you either, please join me, and together we'll make a world of difference. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.